Once again, we revisit the same readings as we have this whole week from last Sunday, since we are in the week, the second Sunday of Easter, and the ferie, which follow that particular day, in which, according to the order, the propers and the readings are repeated. But even though we repeat it, every time we read any passage of the Holy Scripture, we see new things, new lights that come to us. It is like a crystal ball, and the rays come out in all directions, and once in a while we pick this one up and that one up. In addition, of course, today we have the feast of a great pope of the Church, who was one of the early popes. I think he was the 34th pontiff, the 34th bishop of Rome, successor of St. Peter, Pope St. Anicetus. And even though he did not actually shed the blood, he is regarded as a martyr because he suffered horribly. Because in his time, this was in the middle of the second century, all kinds of heresies arose. Marcion and the other heresies that were very prevalent in the middle of the second century. And he fought them ferociously. And so today we honor Pope St. Anicetus, one of the great popes of the early church. And we beseech him that he may grant us many blessings for the presently reigning Holy Father and all his successors until the end of time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.